you are, Andrea. I also got to say, hey, Andy, safe travels on your trip to South America. This is the enigmatic, charismatic, causing havoc, beer drinking, ass kicking, comedic, strategic, no work, all play, lead singer of Detroit Perfect. I am Mr. Halfway. You are listening to Hamill's Halfway House. Now, this show is going to be dedicated to all the artists that will be performing at my show. Well, it's not just my show, it's everybody's show. And it is called Halfway's Rock and Roll Extravaganza. It'll be taking place at Boney's Bar in East Point at 8.5 Mile in Gratiot on November the 8th of 2014. Now, I know it's a bit away, and Detroit Perfect will be doing some shows in between then, but this is a true labor of love for me. In fact, I just wrote something on Facebook, and I'm just going to read it verbatim, if I could. And yeah, I can, because it's my fucking show. So here we go. It's been some time since I've booked, but this is something I really wanted to do. Much like the podcast, cheap plug, Hamill's Halfway House, to give great and deserving musicians the opportunity to perform in what I hope to be is a huge and receptive audience. So, from the bottom of my heart, thank you to all the great artists who will be a part in what I believe shall be a night the Detroit metropolitan area will never, ever forget. I would be remiss in not thanking all the folks that'll be attending, because it is you that makes it all worthwhile. Also, huge props to Neil at Boney's Bar for the opportunity. William Hamill. See, you know I'm serious when I use my fucking full name. I actually didn't use my full name. My full name is William James Hamill III. I just went with William Hamill. I'd also really like to thank everybody that has shared the event. Just off the top of my head, because I was just on Facebook. If I forget anybody, I'm really sorry. But just know that I really thank you. And I got to thank Chuck Bean and Christy. I was going to call you Jonas, because I got to look up your married name. But you know who you are, because we have some history there. Yeah, that we do. And I love you, Christy, because you should hate my guts. But she doesn't, and that shows just how wonderful of a human being that she is. So thank you. So, now, enough of my jibber-jabbing. Let's get on with this motherfucker. Let's play some music. I'm going to play, like I said, I'm going to play all the bands that are taking a part. There is one more band that I am hopeful that'll be a part of the show. I talked to their manager today. I'm not really at liberty to say anything, but I hope they are part of the show, because I think they're a great kick-ass fucking band, and I think a certain Miss Elena Brooke would agree. Speaking of Miss Elena Brooke, a.k.a. Miscellaneous, my very, very dear good friend, you really have to pay attention to her lyrics. For as young as she was when she wrote, as young as she is now, with the Porcelain Dolls, I mean, she wrote some great fucking shit. When I call her a true genius, I wholeheartedly mean that. Because who at 15 years of age could absolutely write this shit? I mean, I listen back to most of the shit I wrote when I was that age, and it's fucking garbage. I've told her before, and I've said it before a million times, she is an old soul, wise beyond her years. The Miscellaneous stuff is so beautiful. Her voice is so captivating. And the lyrics are so haunting. And I just can't say enough good things about Elena. I'm sure she could say a few shitty things about me, but I do digress. This is my very dear good friend, Miscellaneous, from the record, First Flights and Perilous Plights. This is Show Me the Way.
Make up your mind.
That was Miss Elanius. Check her out at miscellaneous.bandcamp.com. Also, follow her on Twitter at Teen Scream Queen. This next band is actually the first band that I booked for the show. Great guys, great band, reggae, ska rock hybrid. They are a Detroit Music Award nominated band. I can't say enough good things about them. Just really, really cool cats. So that's the thing. I'm just going to be kissing everybody's ass today, it seems. Because I don't have a bad thing to say about any of these acts. I mean, they're all playing my show, right? But yeah, anyway, I do digress. This is Leaving Lifted with System Overload.
You can't disguise. what you should really know is what's not being told. Look for truth and you just might find. Let's break that propaganda, persuade your mind. Take your consciousness to the next level, cause the voice of the media is the word of the devil. You sow and you reap. You don't play your mind unless you pay for it. And what you say is so absurd. The way you behave is like a monster. What you don't realize is you believe in your own lies. And no one believes what you say. You're trying to run, but you can't get away.
Check them out at ReverbNation.com/leavinglifted music. And thank you boys for doing the show, man. It means a lot. What can I say about this next cat that I haven't already said a million times? He's like a father to me. He's going to love that one. He's also going to love this. He has played with everybody from Jerry Lee Lewis to Davy Jones to Martha Reeves to Mitch Ryder. He was the lead guitar player, and this is his favorite part, for Chubby Checker and the Wildcats for 2 years. Not only is he one of my dearest, closest, bestest friends in the world. He is my mentor. He loves when I say that too. Make sure you go back and listen to the show that we did together. It's titled Andy Gagnon, appropriately enough, because we pretty much just shit talk everybody. And I'm not proud of that, but it was just me and Andy fucking goofing around, man. It was just me and Andy being Andy and Bill. How we would be if we were just hanging out. It was no malice intended. We were just two goofy fucking motherfuckers. That's all. And I can honestly say this. And I think this goes both ways. No matter what one another does, we never hold a grudge. And I think that'd be a great lyric. My mentor, one of my dearest and closest friends, Mr. Andrew John Gagnon, and this is called Eleanor.
When I think of you, my eyes fill with water. I miss the things we do. I miss our daughter. I can't hang around, can't see you anymore.
Say one and only, there truly is one and only one Andy Gagnon. And unfortunately, Andy does not have a page. I've been getting on his ass about this forever. Hopefully we'll do that before the show. You know, in all seriousness, I'm making jokes, but you know, you're a lucky man if you could count your very close friends on one hand. And I'm lucky because he truly is one of my best friends. I love you, Andy. And when you come out November 8th to Boney's, you're going to love them. Now, like I was saying, you're a lucky man. You can count your friends on one hand. There's another great lyric. Here's another cat I consider to be just like that. His name is Harry Barbarian, but he goes by MC Sampler. And he'll let you know, back in 1991, he had a number one hit with a parody of Baby Got Back called Baby Got Jack. He's another one I'll fuck with for days, but he'll fuck with me too. This song I'm going to play for you is a song I always used to end the show on before I started using I'm From Detroit by my man Robert Illo. This is MC Sampler in a halfway house. That's me, Natch. This is I Need a Job, but I don't want one.
Man, I know I gotta get a job. I know I need to make money, but I really don't want to get a job because I really, really don't have the time.
Yeah, chill on Facebook 12 hours a day. I couldn't tell you last time I got paid. The other 12 hours is when I sleep. I'm in debt, yo, and I'm in deep.
I'm in debt.
But who has time to pay the bills? I'm a busy man. I got no time to kill. I got things I need to get done. Yeah, I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. 24/7, mom saying get a job, son. I need a job, I don't want one.
People say I'm lazy cause I don't work. But they
works.
Don't know jack, cause they're just jerks. They're just jealous,
jack.
Cause I'm at home
watching TV, playing on my iPhone.
You got that,
but
right.
Who has time to fill out an app?
They don't.
I'd rather stay home and take a nap.
He's always
here comes
asleep.
A repo man, I got to run. Yeah, I need a job,
yeah.
But I don't want one.
I
need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one.
24/7, mom saying, get a job, son.
I need a job, I don't want one.
No, work it all play is my kind of fun. I need a job, I don't want one. He lives at home with his mom.
Yes,
he needs a job, he don't want one.
I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one.
24/7, mom saying, get a job, son.
I need a job, I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one.
24/7, mom saying, get a job, son.
I need a job, I don't want one.
Please, mom, do I really have to get a job?
Yes,
come on,
you have to get a job.
A job.
I told you.
Come on.
Yes.
I want to be rappers.
You must get a job,
a
Harry.
Job.
Get a job.
Please.
Get a job.
So we don't have
Harry,
to get a
get
job.
Get a job. Get out of this house. Get a job, Harry. I'm tired of looking after you. And pick up your socks.
The very talented, very funny Harry Berberian, a.k.a. MC Sampler. Make sure you check him out at facebook.com/MC Sampler. Now, besides, well, myself and MC Sampler, and my boys Robert Illo and King Ludi, my other favorite hip-hop artist out this motherfucker, and he's like no other. There's another lyric. He truly is punk rock. This is my boy, Genghis Ganj, with Everybody Raps.
I'd never done a crazy thing in my life before that night. Why is it, if a man kills another man in battle, it's called heroic? Yet if he kills a man in the heat of passion, it's called murder.
Hello.
I'm an MC, that's what I do. But everywhere I go, 50 dudes doing true music. Used to make me feel unique, now I'm just another passenger riding a band. Everybody rap. I ain't the only one feeling aggravation with this mode of transportation. Slinging over saturation, put a piece of healing so far. Go trepidation, cause most on me sound a smart bus. Won't make the destination. Everybody rap. Vision coordinated, sights set on imitating. Bastardized rhymes, originality, dilapidated. Hating, but it's truly at the spot every night. Flows mine, monopolize, ruin life.
Everybody rap.
How the hell we let the culture be ruined? Convoluted music, unity, humans, and my pollution. Peddle of prepubescent adolescence, killing the essence of vengeance. We got a man to defend it before other minds befriended. Everybody rap. Everyone speaks. Everybody rhymes. Everyone's the shit. Everywhere I go, meet a million MCs. Everybody flows, yo, it flows like me. Everybody rap, so I'ma just write songs with a pet ball, trying to keep my vibe feeling on. Tops of y'all are changing, these kids got it wrong. Quick, glorified lies, we just wanna sing along.
Everybody rap.
Give me a melody, something I can hum. Make your block parties jump like it's 1991. Cooking gum, but we'll fuck before machines get drunk. Golden age of hip-hop when it was all about fun.
Everybody rap.
Cruise of gratitude, a few truths to exude. Get misconstrued and unglued soon as they cruise. Off stage, saying good luck, do what you do. Soon as your music plays, turn their backs to you.
Everybody rap.
We are promoting MCs and D&Es. Being exaggerated images of what a culture's supposed to be. I don't look like a rapper, say what you said. Don't judge books by cover, judge them by the last page. Everybody raps, everyone speaks. Everybody rhymes, everyone's the shit. Everywhere I go, meet a million MCs. Everybody flows, yo, it flows like me. Mortality, reality, but hip-hop still breathing. Rhyme with reason, messages reaching. Pest lit sequins, groupie sequins. Luxury on the mobile, jet set weekends. PR meetings, and sushi brunch and more. Cinema testing, Maybelline, makeup wearing vegan. Leaves less the penis, that the meanest. While I'm seeming, but I ain't seeing cellos spitting after they be blowing demons. Genocide on Illuminati fashions, who lie to your body. Psychology, independent thought and philosophy practice. To perfect precision, meticulous lyricism, envision mathematical command of the rhythm. Freestyle, the written poetry, hidden citizens, giving an alternative listen to this articulate fiction. Fantasy mixed with tales of the human condition. My religion, George Clinton. Harmony, meditation, spiritual conviction. Let the grooves move my soul. Yeah, I'm speaking from the soul. Rap music's no possession like platinum or gold, so let go. Yeah, let go. Hip-hop's here for everyone to hold. Just
truly an original artist if there ever was one. And his album, appropriately enough, entitled When Artists Starve, Villains Eat, that was my man Genghis Ganj with Everybody Raps. Check him out. GenghisGanj.bandcamp.com. This next act, we go way back. In fact, there's another lyric. In fact, their guitar player was the drummer for Detroit Perfect, Mr. Chuck Bean. This is a 10-year in the making reunion, and I am glad to be the one hosting it, man. This is Drizzle featuring Jason Mitchell, Chuck Bean, Ron Sharp, and on the drums they got new cat Phil Warren of Detroit Party Marching Band. Well, he's not on this particular song. He's not playing on the track. But he will be playing with them live. On the track is my good friend Jason Woolsey. Also on this track, doing backing vocals, is another Detroit Perfect alumni, Mr. Shawnee Constant of Rut Strutter. Check them out at facebook.com/Rut Strutter. But now I give you, without further ado, after 10 long motherfucking years, Drizzle with Chrome.
Thank you.
to all my East Detroit peeps, if you're going to come out for one reason and one reason only, that reason should be to see, after 10 long years, the return of Drizzle. Now, unfortunately, Drizzle does not have a page. I got on Mitchell's ass today about it. So hopefully they will rectify that. But that was Drizzle with Chrome. Now, one of my favorite new bands, and I think Miscellaneous would agree with me on this. This is the Derby Girls with Black Cat Strut. Derby Girls. As I said on the last podcast, I know they were just in the studio with my main man, Mr. Perfect Pitch, Dylan Kiss. So be on the lookout for that. This next act, I first came across when I was booking bands at Boney's a couple years ago, when I used to just go on Craigslist and just look for whoever the fuck I could find that would play Eatin' Gratiot. I would never even listen to anything because no one ever had anything to send me. So this band and the next band I'll play after, same thing. But fortunately, these two bands, and I've said this before, all the bands that I booked, the bands that I liked, I could count on my hand, you know. And I am not a prog rock fan by any means, but how can you not love musicianship? I mean, just as a quick aside, I remember going to a Dave Matthews show with my uncle, and I'm thinking, this is going to suck. But it was phenomenal, you know, because how can you not love musicianship, being a musician, you know? Now, am I going to sit home and listen to a Dave Matthews Band album? Probably not. Now, if these motherfuckers put out an album, I'd listen to it because I think they're fucking kick ass. So, this is the Sympathy Orchestra. Check it out. And the Beatles. That was the Sympathy Orchestra. And I'll admit, it wasn't really prog rock, now was it? But it's my fucking show, so I'll play whatever I want. Deal with it. Check them out at thesympathyorchestra.com and check them out November 8th, which is a Saturday, at Boney's in beautiful East Point, Michigan, 8.5 in Gratiot. Make sure you get there early because they're going to be the first band on. And trust me, motherfuckers, you do not want to miss them. This next act is nothing but just straight ahead, hardcore, motherfucker. Well, it's not hardcore like punk, if you would think. Just fucking good, kick-ass rock and roll. I like to think I've played a part in some of their success. Long before I was championing the Porcelain Doll Collection, I was championing these motherfuckers. I consider them great friends. This was recorded at the Halfway Studios at beautiful 8 Mile and Gratiot in the greater Detroit metropolitan area. This is Laserface with Super Vision.
Yeah.
my boys, Nikki and Scotty. I told you I'm calling them that from now on the last show. That was Laserface with Supervision. Check them out on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/laserface-6. Like them on Facebook at facebook.com. Laserface is awesome. And as I always say, they most certainly are. And now, for the band that made all this possible. Humility is not one of my strong points, folks. Now, this incarnation of the band is obviously not going to be the incarnation that's going to be playing. Who's going to be playing with me? Mr. Jimmy Wood on the drums. Mr. Devin May on the bass. But you never know, because there will be Detroit Perfect alumni there, and we may do some jamming. And it's all in fun, man, because that's what it's all about. Now, I love each and every one of these bands that I played on the show tonight, but guess what? Being in Detroit Perfect, we don't write no fucking love songs. Na 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 na.
Forever, but 6 months waiting, it ain't getting no better. I woke up, I was lying next to you. Too much of a good thing, didn't know what to do. Crash and burn, it always seems the same. I was just born to suck at that game. Tell me, trim my leg, headed back home to have another beer. I've been drinking alone. Cigarette to the head, instead of raking leaves, you punching my leg. Different day, it's just the same old shit. So Gary, old man playing Sid, I didn't think I'd love him, but man, I did. But unlike Nancy Sponge and that bitch ain't dead.
Perfect. No love songs. All right, remember, Saturday, November 8th, Bonies, 8 1/2 in Gratiot and East Point, just a couple blocks away from the beautiful Halfway 2 Studios at 8 Mile in Gratiot. You got Leaving Lifted, Miscellaneous, MC Sampler, Genghis Ganj, Andy Gagnon, Drizzle, The Derby Girls, The Sympathy Orchestra, Laserface, and of course, the almighty Detroit Perfect. I am waiting on one more confirmation. Hopefully that comes through. And see, I even waited till the end of the show to do the plugs. So here we go. Make sure you check out Local Metro Music at localmetromusic.com. Like them on Facebook at facebook.com, Local Metro Music. Go and like Always Hope Adoption and Pregnancy Education. Detroit Perfect, will be doing their first benefit for their organization at Total Sports in Harrison Township. We go on at midnight. You can go to facebook.com/DetroitPerfect for all that info. While you're at it, go to reverbnation.com/DPerfect. We'll be doing an all-ages show the following week, Friday, October 17th, at the Token Lounge in Westland. All-ages show, Detroit Perfect at 8:45. I gotta thank John for that. For all things Detroit Perfect and Halfway Hamill, go to halfwayhamill.com. Follow me on Twitter at halfwayhamill. Email me at halfway@halfwayhamill.com. And you know, we haven't been on the greatest of terms, but she's a fucking talented chick, and I still love her. Go to facebook.com/thequeenofgore. That's all my plugs, I got no more. See, man, I've just been a lyrical genius all fucking night, man. What can I say? And I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a little under the weather, so excuse the voice. From the Halfway 2 Studios at beautiful 8 Mile and Gratiot in the greater Detroit metropolitan area, this has been Bill Halfway Hamill for Hamill's Halfway House. And as always, I am Detroit born. I am Detroit bred. And as God is my motherfucking witness, I will be at some point, hopefully far in the future, Detroit dead. Now please tell him, Robert.
Detroit. From Detroit.
From the east, but I was born on the west. In Detroit City, PA is my set. Puritan Ave, V12 on deck. And the key 21 to get your whole block wet. Come through sideways, leave a body here stretched. In the murder capital, you can't expect nothing less. Out of towners keep hating, he talking slick. That's why we invading the states and we taking your shit. You done seen 8 miles, so you done been here, huh? Nigga, this Rock City, where the Fennery's from. We're a friend of an enemy, a lead you numb. Where I'm at, put your hand up and point to your thumb. We'll be stressing out of work on the verge of going berserk. Will we see our IPs on every t-shirt? We hustle grand for grand, combat like Iran. Strapped with semi-autos, dirty gloves,
I'm from Detroit, the land of hustle, the hustle must you ride. I'm from Detroit, Rock City, Cop City, clocking in overtime. Detroit, born
hey,
and
hello,
and I'm
Eddie Kane, Detroit got your back, baby.
I'm from Detroit.
Yeah.
Robert Bob came and the nigga closed all the schools. Then they cut bridge cars, now we scrambling for food. So much dope in the city, cooking up some swimming pools. We don't fuck with police, cause they don't bend the rules. Little niggas poppy for some parties and a pair of shoes. Channel 2 slander Kwame every day on the news. Hardcore porn got us looking like some damn fools. The shit they say about Detroit ain't flattering. So fuck Mark Hathaway, L. Brooks Patterson. Fuck Kim too, cause the bitch ain't worth though. Lip police kill babies, whole city skirt. See a lot of trash, man, whole city dirty. Pray for us every day, but God ain't heard me. I know it's fucked up, but I still ain't leaving. I'ma scream Detroit City till a nigga stop breathing.
Detroit, the land of the hustle, the hustle must you ride. I'm from Detroit, Rock City, Cop City, clocking in overtime. Detroit, born and raised, and I'm a rapper to the day I'm from Detroit.
You know what I'm saying? My people talking about like tomorrow.
Check,
Philip, I
another bad creation was born. 70 something, middle of a storm, early east side living. At least the first 8 years, mom broke west off of Tyler and 12th. Stewart Elementary, I remember the short walk right off Glendale, over about a couple blocks. Off to the school bell ring around 3 o'clock. We in the alley flipping on mats like who got hops. I'm from the D where they say squaw, and all around the world they know us by saying what up, though. Apartment off of Ewall Circle. This is where I learned firsthand that's the niggas I hurt you. So she gave me a curfew, like honey hurry home. 1 year later we moved to 7 in Blackstone. This is where I became a man, this the hood I call home. This is where the homies invited me into your home. You see the big homie Key took me under his wings, right? Got me high as hell but taught me a lot of things. Little did he know I embraced about everything. Now I practice what he preached. Staying loyal to family, it's a new beginning, but I'm still down with the same team. Though we beat, we still out for the same dream. Now we're in different places, but we still out for the same.
Say it loud, where you from? Sing it with me.
I'm from Detroit, the land of the muscle, the hustle, the must you ride. I'm from Detroit, rock city, cop city, clocking in overtime. I'm Detroit, born and raised, and I'm a record to the day I'm from Detroit, plot to block, hood to hood.